जस्ट सेटा
ओके Rav Basra, Perek 5. We're continuing learning about when you sell something, what's included. Hamarichas, a Svinna Semni sells a ship. Mochas, a Toiren. So included is the mast, the beam that holds the sails. Vesanes and the sails, Vesa Eugen. And the anchor, Beskolaman Higin Oiso, and anything that's involved with steering the ship. So the wheel and steering wheel and all that, anything that's involved in the steering of the ship. Avaloimacha Loiso Avodim did not include if there were Avodim who were. The ship, the crew on the ship, they're not included. Elias and Matsufin, not the sacks that hold the cargo. Elias and Antiki, and whatever cargo he has, also not sold. So it's not the avodim, and not the cargo, and not the bags of the cargo. B'zman shom aloi, ivichol masha b'soicha, I'm selling you the ship and everything in it. Erekulan mukhurin, everything is included. Mochas a karoin. If you sell a wagon, it means like a horse and wagon. Loi mochas a prodois. He didn't sell the donkeys that go with it. Loi mochas a prodois. If you sold the donkeys, loi mochas a karoin. So there are two. If you sold the donkeys, you didn't sell the wagon. So the wagon and the donkeys are two separate items. Mochas at Semerd. Loi mochas at Bokor. So at Semerd is a yoke. If you have two oxen plowing together, you attach a yoke across the neck of both of them, or across the on top on the back of the ox. And so they pull together whatever they're pulling. So therefore, mochas at semer, if he sold the yoke, or mochas aboka, it doesn't include the oxen. Mochas aboka, if he sold the oxen, loy mochas semer, he did not include the yoke. Which is a big chiddush. Okay, so you would think that somebody who's selling the yoke wouldn't include the oxen. Anyway, that's the Mishnah says. It's not included, but pretty obvious. Okay. Yudaimer. Yudaimer Hadamim by Dian. The price you pay is going to tell you what was sold. Okay, said Amalai Mechai Litzim the Chobim Saim Zuz. Sell me your yoke for 200 Zuz. The W do I share not selling the Saim Zuz. It's obvious that a yoke is not worth 200 Zuz. Maybe it's worth 20. So therefore, you must have included the oxen. But Chaim Aimrim and Dom Raya. It's not a Raya. The price paid is not a Raya. Because somebody is in desperate need of a yoke, he's going to pay any price. Okay.
That would be overcharging.
No, if a person agrees, if he knows it's if there's one left in the store and you come in there, if you need something and it's in a hurry, the guy says the piece of the price and you mask him, and then it's not I know.
Why it's not? I thought that's a real that's
no,
real.
I know I know
like overpriced or over.
No. I know is when you don't agree. If I go into a store and he charges me and I don't know what the price is, then he overcharged me. But if I go in and he tells me it's worth 10, but I'm charging you 200, and I agree, then it's no, I know. Okay, Mishnah base.
What about the previous case? Like, what is happening? He's selling, the sheep, but he keeps his cargo on his sheep.
The ship, yeah, he keeps the,
Like,
yeah.
I'm saying he's using someone else's sheep for storage for my own hard cargo.
No, I have a ship. I own a ship, and I use it. I use it to carry cargo. It's so then I sold my ship, but when I sold it, it had some stuff on it. So the Mishnah is telling you that the stuff on the ship is not included.
I'm saying, how can you basically? It's like what you get an explicit, like you the permission that you're still allowed to keep your cargo while the ship doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, okay. So I said right, I sold it, and but I sold it to you, but it has to get the port and unload, and then you take it over. Okay, Mishnah base. Amar Lo, if somebody sold a donkey, he did not include the equipment on the donkey for carrying. If you use a donkey for carrying merchandise, so the Mishnah says, so when I sell the donkey, I didn't include the equipment. Because this Tana holds, it seems to be machlokes what a donkey is used for. Okay, so the Tanakhama, this is the Tanakhama holds that if when I sell a donkey, I did not include the equipment. If you did include it, but it is included. And the Gemara says that Dafka, if the animal, if the donkey has the equipment on when you sell it. If it's not on, then it's not included. So Dafka, when it's on, so Tanakam would say it's not included, and Nochamodi said it is included. But Dafka when it's on the animal. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Ketzad, if there was a donkey in front of you and it's wearing the equipment, somebody comes to you, says, "Sell me this donkey." In that case, it does include the gear, the equipment, because that's that. He since the he said an extra word, he means the whole thing the way it is. But he said Chamorcho, but if he saw the donkey, and he said, "Is this your donkey?" And then I want to buy it. Ain kel then. It's not included because he didn't say anything that would you would understand that he wants to buy it. So therefore, it's not included. Mishnah Gimel Amarchlos HaChamor. Mochores HaSioch. So somebody sells a chamor, and he says that he's selling a donkey, the chamor, which is it's a female chamor, and it's nursing. He when he sells it, he says, "I'm sell this donkey is nursing its baby now, the baby donkey." The Mochres HaSioch. So if you sell a donkey and it just had a baby, and you say, I'm selling you this donkey which is nursing the baby, then you include the baby, because it's a treif animal. It's the milk is you can't use the milk, so you must have meant you want to include the baby. Therefore, the baby is sold also. Mochas ha-poro. But if you say, I'm selling you a cow which is nursing, just gave birth to a calf, lo mochar es v'no, he didn't sell it, didn't sell the child, because milk from a cow you can use. Therefore, it has value. And therefore, if you sell, when he said, I'm selling you the cow, it doesn't include the calf, because you can use the milk for other things. And the reason he said that it's a cow that just gave birth, you should know it's got a lot of milk, so it's worth more. Moharashpo, if he sold a pile of zevel, of manure, he sold a pit that was had manure in it. Mochazivlo, he includes the manure. So if you sell the pit, you include the manure. Mochapor, if you sold a pit with water, mochamemel, he includes the water. Mochakaveres, if you sold a beehive, mochadvarim, he sold the bees also. Mochashoivach.
Yes, you can keep.
Mochashoivach, if he sold a birdhouse, mochayonim, he sold also the pigeons, the birds. So if you sell something that normally is a container, when you sell the container, you sell the contents also. So all these things we mentioned are containers. A pit for manure, or a pit of water, or a beehive, or a birdhouse. So you sold also the contents. Okay, halakeach perashavach mechaveres. So now that was the first part of the mission. And the mission now says, what happens if you want to sell the birdhouse but without the birds? So al keach perashav chaver is somebody who buys a birdhouse somebody who buys a birdhouse mafriach brecha rishoina. Okay, somebody al keach perashav mechaveroi, if you sell. If I buy from you, you have a birdhouse. I buy from you all the birds that are going to be born this year in your birdhouse. The first pair of birds that are born, you have to give back. Because if the parent birds do not have any children with them, they're not going to produce more, apparently. So in order for the birds to produce, the first set of babies of birds that they give birth to have to stay, so in order for them to produce more. Seems to be this is a. So we mission uses the lashon mafriach. So the lekeach, the buyer mafriach, he chases them away. That means he sends them back. So the first pair of birds that are born, he leaves them in the birdhouse, because otherwise, just telling you a practical thing. It's not telling you not because it's a halacha. It's telling you because if you don't leave them, the first pair of birds there, then they won't produce more. So therefore, when you're buying with that intent. That the first ones stay behind. Peiros kaveres, if you're buying the production of a beehive, nitrish loshen chilin masores, he takes the first three group of bees that are born, he takes that. And after that, Masaras, every second one he takes. So that, therefore, if you don't leave some bees behind later on in the process, then the beehive won't to function. So if you're buying the bees from a beehive, the first three groups you take. You take, and after that, every second one you take. Halos devash. If you buy honeycomb from the beehive, maniach shtei halos. You have to leave behind two chunks of honey. If you bought the honeycombs from the beehive, you have to leave two honeycombs behind. So during the winter, the bees will have what to eat. Zeisim lokoitz. If somebody bought the branches of an olive tree for firewood, haniach shtei grufios. So you have to leave two branches. If I'm buying the branches of the olive tree for firewood, I have to leave two branches behind, otherwise the tree will collapse. The tree won't be able to regrow. If I leave two branches behind, the tree will grow back. Therefore, I should have to leave two branches behind. Mishnah the Dalet, Hakarina Shte, Lonais, Pesach Shte, Chaveroi. Somebody buys two fruit trees in somebody else's field. Areza lo kona karka. He hasn't bought any land. So all he's bought is the right to for the fruit. He has the right to leave the trees on the ground, and he has the right to the fruit, but he doesn't own the land. Remeya Aima Konakark, he has bought the land. Remeya holds that if you buy two trees, it's like you have an orchard. And if you buy an orchard, so you own the land. Okay, Higdilu, so now we're talking, so that's what Remeya says. The Tanakhama says you don't have the land. Rameya says you have the land. The deal of the trees grew bigger, lo yishaper. The owner of the field, now the Tanakhama says you don't own the land. So the Tanakhama says if you bought if you bought two trees, if the trees grew bigger, the owner of the field who sold the trees or sold the rights to the fruit, he shouldn't cut back, he shouldn't prune the trees and cut them back and make them smaller. Because even though he doesn't want the shade, he's not allowed to cut the tree back. Whatever shoots or branches grow from the tree after the guy bought them, they belong to the buyer because it's on the tree. Whatever grows on the ground, whatever shoots grow from the root. And that's the shoot grows and another tree comes up that belongs to the owner of the field. Imesu ein la karka. If the trees died, then the la karka doesn't have the right. The guy who bought the tree does not have the right to plant a new tree, even though he owned the right to have a tree to have a tree there, to have the fruit of the tree. Once the tree dies, his rights have gone. Kona shlosha. Now, what happens if you bought three trees? Kona karka. If you bought three trees, it looks like everybody agrees that you bought the karka. Kona karka, he has bought the land. Igdilu. If the trees grew bigger, Ishapa. He's allowed, the person who sold it is allowed to cut the trees back. And since the buyer now owns the land it's on, so the land it's on he owns, but the land beyond that land he doesn't own, so therefore the guy who sold it, who has the adjoining land, can cut the trees back. Whatever comes up from the trunk belongs to him, to the buyer. And if the trees died, then he has the karka, he can plant new trees. Okay, now we get into the exciting part. Somebody sells the head of a large animal. Behemagasa means a cow or a bull, a cow. A deer, I suppose, a deer. Deer meat kosher. Okay. Makaresh behemagasa, loy machas or glaim. He didn't include the legs. Because the head is big and the feet are big, so it's not considered as one. It's a lot of meat. It would consider a separate. The legs and the head will be considered a separate item. Mochas are aglaim, loy mochas are roish, mochas are kone. If you sold the windpipe, which includes the heart and the lungs of the animal, which means he's buying, that's very tasty part of the animal. Loy machas are covered. It does not include the liver. Machas are covered, and he sold the covered. Loy machas are kone. It didn't include the kone. So there's the butcher, and he's chopping up this animal when he sells with a behemagasa. Whenever he sells these parts, he only sells. Mishnah is telling you what is included. Abu Badaka with a small animal like a sheep or a goat. Machas are roish. Machas are aglaim. If someone comes in and says, I want to buy the head, it means he wants to buy the head and the feet. Moches are aglaim, loy moches are roish. But if he buys the feet, he did not buy the head. Because the head has got more chashivas. Okay, moches are kone. If he sold the windpipe, mochas are covered, includes the covered, the liver, mochas are covered, la mochas are kona. So it seems that kona is more choshuv. So therefore, mochas, if you include the kona, if you sell the kona, you include the covered. If you sell the covered, the liver does not include the kona, because the kona is looked at as a separate item. Okay. Fine.